The men in your life have never known how forensically you watch them, how you observe, scrutinize, marvel, coldly. They are always prey. You have been doing this since you were 14 or 15, when you began to know them in a different way, when they began to circle. They didn't realize how keenly they were watched. All the males who had so much power over your future. You could not tell them that what they were imposing upon you felt inauthentic, cruel. All the rules they were expecting you to adhere to. All that they wanted you to be. And to a teenage girl trying to navigate her way through a brave new existence, it felt like fraud of a monstrous, unfathomable kind. Because it seemed that they wanted you to be someone else. Your father, brothers, male teachers, early boyfriends, uncles, they all seemed to be expecting something different and were trying, subtly, to change you, shape you. As you grew up, you knew instinctively that you had to hide who you really were, as a survival tactic. Because the thumb of expectation pressed down upon you during those teenage years and into your 20s, and you wondered what lay beyond, when the great weight of that thumb was released, if ever it would be. You could scarcely imagine. I can't do it. W is speaking softly, as if through thick bubbled glass, in an innocuous Indian restaurant in Sydney's King's Cross. Just four humble little words from the man you are about to marry. The chapel is booked, the bridesmaids organised, the first fittings have been carried out on an audaciously iron-grey wedding dress, and W is the man you have invested all of your future in. You have given up the town you've loved living in for him. You've stopped trying to grab hold of a writing life for him. And with these four hesitantly spoken words, you feel your future disintegrating. Everything you had planned, all your certainties, your confidence, resolve. You feel your entire self dissolving in this moment. The person you had so carefully created until this point. I can't go through with it. The wedding. You feel yourself becoming someone else as you listen, because in that moment all the foundations of a successful shared existence of creativity have crumbled beneath you, and you're not sure what will hold you up now, if anything. You've never known a failure like this. Many people around this crumbling young woman assume she has a healthy, almost obnoxious sense of self-belief, and it often feels like the world wants to bring her down a peg or two because of it. If only they knew. The insecurity, the self-doubt, the unease, the constant questioning. All you see right now is a girl too removed from normality. A girl who'll never be able to have and hold a man. All your self-loathing feels justified and has just been confirmed by the actions of this man, this older writer who's backing away fast from your future. And after all, if he doesn't love you enough, then why should you or anyone else? You feel overwhelmingly in this moment wrong. But you've always somehow felt wrong. The world has repeatedly told you this. Yet on this ragged night, you also catch a glimpse of the woman you've never been. A woman contemplating the cage door and stepping out tentatively into an obscurity that's the beginning of an entirely new person. The one you've always wanted to be, perhaps, if you were ever brave enough. And if you were ever given enough anonymity to experiment, to loosen. But you've spent your entire life being conditioned to be a successful young lady of the type men around you approve of. A young lady who's obedient and meek and calm, good and refined and quiet. Why be anything but that? Yet, why be that?